Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Mem Hei, mitzvah 145. The Isser of Shalol Lechol Basar Kachem Shenitma. There's an Isser to eat karbanos that became Tameh. In the Gemara, many times you have the triple team. The triple team is Nosar, Pigol, and Tameh. Those three things a lot of times go together. Do you have a problem with Pigol, Nosar, and Tameh? Do you not have a problem with Pigol, Nosar, and Tameh? So those three always go together, and that's these three mitzvahs that we've had the past couple of days. 2 days ago, we had the Isser of leaving over Nosar and the mitzvah of burning Nosar. Yesterday, we had the mitzvah of not eating Pigol, the Isser of eating Pigol. And today, we have the Isser of not eating a carbon that became Tameh. If it's not a carbon that became Tameh, if I'm a Yisrael, I'm allowed to eat food that's Tameh. There's no Isser for a Yisrael to become Tameh. A Kohen is not allowed to become Tameh. And Truma Tameya is separate, and Kachim Tameyim is separate. But specifically, when by a Yisrael, anybody, even a Yisrael, is not allowed to eat a carbon that became Tameh. If you look later on, this connects to the mitzvah Kuf Samach Zayin, which the Minchas with the Chinuch himself quotes. Kuf Samach Zayin is the mitzvah in Parshas Tazria that a Tameh person can't eat a carbon. That's the flip side. A tar person can eat a carbon that's Tameh, and a Tameh person cannot eat a carbon even if it's tar. Right? That's two Isurim. The difference that we'll see in a minute is that over there, if you're Tameh and you eat a carbon, you get Karis. That's the punishment. If a Tahar person eats a carbon Tameh, so that is just an Isser, but it's not Karis. Okay, but this mitzvah, Kuf Mem Hei, goes with that other mitzvah of Kuf Samach Zayin. Okay, so we say, Shelo Lachol Basar Akadim Shenitma. One is not allowed to eat a carbon that became Tameh. Shene'emar. Va'basar Asher Yiga B'chol Tameh Lo Ye'achel. Basar that touched anything that became Tameh, so therefore the Basar becomes Tameh, Tumah was transmitted, Lo Yechel cannot be eaten. V'hu Adin, Adam Tameh, She'asur Lechol Basar Tar. The same thing applies as we just alluded. If a person is Tameh, he's not allowed to eat Basar Tar, K'mo She'nichtov B'la B'fnei Atzma, like we'll talk about later on, Be'ezras Hashem. U'perek She'ni D'Psachim, Amru, and in the second parak of Psachim, it says, what's the difference between the two, what I just said? Tumas Haguf B'Karis. When a person is Tameh, and he eats a carbon, so then he gets Karis. Tumas basar balav. If a person is tar and he eats a carbon that's tameh, it is an iser de oraisa. Just one dvar hashkafa. It's interesting that the pasuk here says basar that is touched. When it comes to tumah, so then if a tameh item, let's say a sheretz, right? The first perek in Maseches Kalim discusses all the different types of avos atumos. So if it's a recently tameh rodent touches a carbon, so the carbon is tameh. And the language used by the Torah is negiya. But if you look back in our discussion we had of Chatas, the halacha is, how does a carbon that's tahar transfer itself into, let's say, chulin? There has to be blia. There has to be a transmission of taste through heat, through more than just touching. It's gotta push its way inside. Says Rav Sternbach, Tam Vadas, Mavur Mikan, that when it comes to Tumei Tzagi B'Negia L'Chudei, Mashe'ekim, when it comes to Kachim, the Gemara says in Zvachim, Yachal Afilu Shalom Bala Tamalomer B'Fsar Asha Yivla, it has to be Balua. What do you see from there? You see, in order to imbibe and absorb Tuma, it's very easy. Just need a Negia. It's very quick. To get Kedusha, it's much harder. To get Kusha, it's got to be absorbed. And that's why, because the Yetzer Hara is always ready, he's always there, he's always jumping into us when there's tumah, right? When in the environment, by kedusha, we have to work a little harder. It's not just that it's going to automatically come to us. That's what we have to realize. A message behind the halacha of tumah by negia and karbanos and kachim requires more, requires blia, it requires a taste given over. Okay, Misharshi Mitzvah Zu, the shortest part of this mitzvah, Maka Shekasavnu Lamala, what we have said earlier, Shenitz Tavinu Lahagdil Anyanya Karban B'chalinyin, we are commanded to glorify the karban in all areas, Ubevadai Mima'alaso Shalach Loki in Vitaru B'gufnaki. And obviously, to keep it inspiring to us, we have to treat it properly, and it has to be tar, and we have to be tar. We have to eat it only under the most highest standard of circumstances. And I already explained, says the Chinuch, what it means to be inspired and why it's important to be inspired by the Beis HaMikdash and by Karbanos in general. Okay, let's get to some of the halachas of the mitzvah. First of all, it's an isser to make a carbon tameh. That's an isser daraisa. That's not counted as one of the 613, as we'll see, but it's usser. This is the next step. Once it's tameh, it's usser for me to eat it. Aval ha-metameh in aloki. You don't get malchus. If somebody is metameh a carbon, he doesn't get malchus. Let's say a person is a tameh mace. He had gone to a cemetery, and then he touches a carbon. So he does not get malchus for that. Ella tar ha-oklan tameh mushaloka. Only a tar person who eats the tameh food gets malchus. Mi dechsev lo ye achel. But in a case of just the... Where's the Rambam that I had? In the case of... Where is it? I just put it down. Oh, here it is. In a case where a person makes it tameh, then you don't get malchus. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Psulei Mekdashim. Also, the tameh is a kachim, but the saviv lam tuma. Shahare poslam. Vametameh is a kachim, ain't no loket, but you still don't get malchus if one is metameh kachim. It's a machlokes and mesechas vachim. Avaladam tarsha achel, because I have bekachim, shedit mu loket. Why doesn't a person who makes a carbon tameh get malchus? Special din that Rabbi Yochanan lures out in mesechas vachim. But that's important. It's similar to yesterday. The one who caused the problem is behind the scenes. The Kohen who makes it pigle and the one who eats pigle are two different things. So to me, the one who makes the carbon tameh is behind the scenes. The Isra'ir is only for one who eats the carbon betuma. The Afalpi turning over, Shakos of Zeh, this is a mistake, the next word. It should be Bishlamim. Right, that's what the footnote points out in Oz Dalid. Even though this pasuk is only by Shlamim, Hu Adin L'Shar Karbanas Kulan, really, this applies to all karbanas that became tamei. V'yafilu ha'ochal kezayis milavonas amincha shenitmeis achash neskasha bekli. Not only if you eat meat that became tamei. We know a mincha is made up of flour and oil, and you put a little frankincense, you put a little lavona on top. If the mincha became tamei and you eat a little of that frankincense, you also get malchus. Loke. Shegam hi chelek michalkei karban. Because that is also a chelek, part of the karban. Viter. The inachiyev ela betumas avatuma o veladatuma shel Torah. Says the chinuch, the iser is only if the tuma is tuma dal raisa. There are many levels of tuma. Right? We know there are aviyavosa tuma. The granddaddy of all tuma is a dead body. If something touches an aviyavosa tuma, tuma is always transferred one level down. There are two or three exceptions, but generally you always go one level down. If the granddaddy, a dead body touches a person, they become in avatuma. There are 10 different avatumas. A sheretz is an avatuma. Shechva zera is an avatuma. The liquid coming out of his zav is an avatuma. There are different avatumas listed in the first parak in Kalim. That's all within the daraisa level also. One level down, an avatuma touches something, that makes it into a rishon latuma. That's also daraisa. A person can never become less than a rishon. A person can't become a sheni. It's impossible. A person can only become tummy for an avatuma, and he becomes a rishon. After that, that's in the world of daraisa. Then, after that, food can become a sheni. If a rishon latuma touches food, the food become a sheni. And then you have shlishi and revi'i in certain areas. A sheni make a shlishi by truma and kachim. Truma is so delicate. The more delicate an item is, the more it's susceptible to tuma. So that's why if chulin is touched by something that's tameh, it might not ever become tameh. Truma, if truma touches tuma, truma could become a shlishi, and karbanis could become a revi'i. That's an issue whether those last two are d'oraisa or d'rabanan. The Menachas Chinuch and Oz Dalid discusses this, whether those last two levels of truma becoming a shlishi and kachim becoming a revi'i, whether that's tuma d'oraisa or tuma d'rabanan, l'may nafkamina, this aveira. Because the Chinuch says, the only isser I'm going to get is if I eat a carbon that's tame on a d'oraisa level. But if I eat a carbon that's tame on a d'rabanan level, I'm not going to get malchus. Even though it's tummy drabanan. But I'm not going to get malchus for that. That's what he says. You're not going to get malchus for a tummy drabanan. You're going to get what's called rabbinic lashes. Makas mardis, which we'll talk more about that in the Minchas Chinuch in a few minutes. The yesa rube pratea beferek shlosha asod mizvachim. Look in the 13th parak in Zvachim to get more about this. But again, that's an important rule, only by Tumah D'oraisa. V'nohegas bizman abayis bizcharma b'dekevis, this also applies to men and women, during the Beis HaMikdash, v'over alecha, v'ochel kezayis b'mezid, mi'psar kodesh enitma loke. And if somebody does this b'mezid, they eat a piece of a kezayis. Again, this is macholas asuros, so somebody eats a kezayis of this macholas asuros b'mezid, then he gets malchus. The one who made a tamei does not get malchus. The one who eats from a carbon tamei, that's lav sheish b'maisa, and it's not a lav anita klase. So one is going to get malchus for that aveira. Okay, let's get into some of the topics that the Minchas Chinuch discusses here. First of all, the Minchas Chinuch says that in Oz Gimel, first line in Oz Gimel, Hine, Besar Kachim, right on the same page where we are, Besar Kachim Shenitma Asur Gamkein Bahana'a. Not only is it Asur to eat Basar, Karban, that became Tameh, but it's Asur to get benefit from it. A Kohen can't sell it. U'bishas HaSreifa, and even when you burn it, because there's a mitzvah to burn it, that was 2 days ago's mitzvah, remember the mitzvah of burning Nosar. We said then, it's a mitzvah of burning Nosar and pickle and any Tameh, and anything Pasal. So you have to burn a carbon that became Tameh. And when you burn it, Asur Lanos Mimenu, you're not allowed to get benefit from it, because it's Asur Bahana. Certain times, it's called, by Truma Tameya, for example, certain cases, you could get Hana as you burn it. You get heat, right? If it's cold, you could burn your Truma, and then get heat from it. Here, you can't. It's Asur Bahana, so even as it burns, what is allowed to get benefit? What's the source of that? The source of that is the well-known Shita of Rabbi Avohu. Rabbi Avohu says, in Maseches Psachim, on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, the Minchas Chinuch quotes it, Kol makom sheneemar lo yeachel lo socha lo sochlu. Whenever it says in the Torah, don't eat something, or it should not be eaten, any lashon like that is automatically always asur bahana'a, unless there's a limud otherwise to allow you to get hana'a from it. And then the Gemara has two blot going through every time it says in the Torah, don't eat this, don't eat this, don't eat this, doesn't really work out. Rabbi Avohu's rule is whenever it says don't eat something, it's automatically also don't get benefit from it, unless you have a limud to allow one to eat from it. So that's Rabbi Avohu, and that's what the Minchas Chinuch here says. Not only is it automatically aser ba'achila, it's also aser b'hana'a. Top of the next page, v'hinei zeh. Let's talk a little bit about the concept of makas mardus, rabbinic lashes, the language of the Rambam. Im acha basar kodesh kodem zrikas adam. This iser only applies after the zrikas adam was done. But what if it was before? Ein loke mishem ocho kodesh tameh, avo makanos o makas mardus. You get makas mardus, or the cases that the Chinuch quoted, that if it's only tameh midir abanan, you're going to get only makas mardus. So when does one get makas mardus? That's always rabbinic lashes. Every time you violate an issur d'rabbanan, you don't always find that. You find that by surin isurim. Also, how many makas is it? The language sometimes, in some cases, is makin ashetetze nafsho. Wow. That's pretty severe. So does that mean makas mardus, is it possible to be more than 39? Even more than makas d'araisa? So the Rishonim say, yeah. It could be sometimes that it's going to be even more. If you look in the Ritva, you look in the Ritva in Ksubis on Daf Mem Hei Amebeis. Says the Ritva, Shemakin Oso Baomed V'Niran Advarim Dekol Malkas Mardus Shehish Al Aveira Nimsheches V'Yesh Lo Lachush Lahaba. If it's an Aveira that you're worried he's going to do again, then you better do something that prevents. Because remember, and this is the Yisod that many Rishonim say, Malkas Dal Raisa, that's a punishment for the past. He did an Aveira, he's Chayim Malkas. Makas mardus in many cases is preventative. We don't want you. It's similar, but not exactly. The Gemara says in Ksubis, Bezna's allowed to whip somebody for a mitzvah asay that they are not fulfilling. Let's say somebody says, I am not going to sit in a sukkah. Right, they make a promise, I'm not going to sit in a sukkah. Bezna could whip him until he sits in the sukkah. Why? Because they are preventing him from doing an aveira, they're forcing him to sit in the sukkah. So here too, says the Ritva, makas mardus is not just about the past, but it's about the future. It's preventative. And therefore, makan asa shetezi nafsho, o achi yakabil alav karo'i divrei chachamim. That's in some cases. But if it's all purely about the past, then you'll get less. And then he says, and then he says, I like the opinion that says you don't have to use the same type of ritsua, the same type of belt that they used to whip midaraisa. But this is a big discussion. How much is makas mardus, rabbinic lashes, patterned after makas daraisa? The Ritva here says, like other Rishonim, there are two different worlds that we have. Are there every Isser Drabanan you get makas mardus? That's not true. I saw, found today in the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim is, there's one sort of Shechter, tells over the story. The one time he was at a wedding sitting next to Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe, somebody came to ask Rav Moshe a question. And Rav Moshe gave him the answer to the question. And he said, Rav Moshe turned to him, to Rav Shechter, and Rav Moshe said, oh, he thought he'd get me on him before his Prima Gadim. Rav Shechter starts crying when he tells over the story. And he says, Rav Moshe knew Prima Gadims by heart. He thought like the guy was testing him on Prima Gadims. The Prima Gadims in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, columns and columns of pages in the 1800s when they used to learn Yoredeya. They learned all the Prima Gadims. They knew it by heart. But Rav Shapla says, Rav Moshe knew Prima Gadim by heart. He knew the whole thing. Open up, if you never saw the Prima Gadim inside, open up a Shulchan Aruch, look in the back, in the Prima Gadim. So the Prima Gadim has a Hakdama to all of Shulchan Aruch. It's Hakdama, the 1800s. So, in his Hakdama, it was called Psicha Kolelis. They have it printed in a separate Sefer. That's what I have here. Psicha Kolelis of the Prima Gadim. So he has 8, 9 questions about Makas Mardis. He talks about every halachic topic under the sun there. So he says, let's talk about Malkus Mardis. He says, do you have to give Hasra for Malkus Mardis? He says, Pashas not. Because the Rambam says, if somebody violates an Issa Daraisa, let's say somebody's Machal Shabbos, and for some reason the Hasra didn't work, there was only one witness, there was a break in between, so the Rambam says you can't put him to death, but you can give him Malkus Mardis. You don't need proper Hasra for Malkus Mardis. He says, which one? And he goes through, I'll just read you the questions. Feel free to go through the answers yourself. He says, which mitzvah of Eretz Rabbanan do you get Malkus Mardis and which do you don't? If somebody violated a Safik D'Oraisa, do you get Malkus Mardis? Because maybe it's considered Issa D'Rabbanan. What happens if you're Chayav Malkus Mardis and money? Do you say Kimli B'Rabba Minei? Do you only say that by 2 punishments D'Oraisa or even 1 D'Oraisa, 1 D'Rabbanan? These are all the fascinating questions which have a lot of lumdus to them about how do we look at Makas Mardus? Okay, that is all here in the Psicha Koleles in Chelek Rishon, Os, Chaf, Dalid, and Chafei. If one wants to, look it up. Some say only Darabanans that have Iker Minat Torah, one will get Makas Mardus. But that is what the Menachas Chinuch here explains, that you'd get Makas Mardus in this case if one eats something that was Tameh mi Darabanan. The next paragraph, he also asks a very interesting question. Is it ever possible to be Chayiv Malkas Mardus on an aveir that you're also chayav malchus daraisa? Would the rabbanan ever make something asa darabanan if it's already asa daraisa? That's his shaila. He says, Niri, quotes a Mishnah Lamelech, and he says in the fifth line of the paragraph, Niri mitvarav dein cholik bazeh. It appears from a Tosfos, I think that he quoted, right, Tosfos and Makas Dat Yud Gimel, that Bezdin is never going to make it something usser if it's already usser from the Torah. What's the point? If you look, there's a fascinating source, then we'll move on, in Rabbi Yosef Engel. In Beis HaOtzar, Rabbi Yosef Engel, in Chelek Aleph Simin, Kuf, Yud Zayin, he discusses this issue. Do you ever have a case where something is already usser daraisa, and the Rabbanan are going to usser it again, mi derabanan? L'chora yish l'stabik b'zeh misvara. T'mili d'rabbanan harayin dom l'daraisa. D'yisurim d'araisa im dvarim atzmiyim. V'lo d'arshin etayim edekra. And d'rabbanan, it's all based on a reason. So he says, on the surface, you would say, you would never have this. Why? Because what's the whole point of most yisurim d'rabbanan? It's a siyag. You don't come to violate a daraisa. But if you're already violating a daraisa, you don't need the d'rabbanan. Says that's what you would say, pashtus. But on the other hand, he says, yesh lomar, maybe you would say, d'zeh shayach rach le'enish lo yasu chachamim iser mitchila advar shekvar aser min haTorah. The Rabbanu aren't going to make a new iser Rabbanan if something's already aser daraisa. But what happens if it just happened to be that in a certain circumstance, there's something that's aser Rabbanan and daraisa? I don't know, let's say you have something treif midrabanan, and then it gets mixed up with basar b'chalav. So it's Asr Daraisa Basa B'chalav, and then maybe, and then it's also Asr Darabanan. So the Rabbanan didn't make it for this case, so you might say Mishum Lo Plug, you're violating a Daraisa, and you're violating a Darabanan. Either way, that is the question of the Beis HaOtzar and Aleph Kuf Yud Zayin, and that is the Menachas Chinuch discussion right over here. One important point, 2 or 3 more points that we have to mention, but one is in the paragraph Lanias Daiti. Lanias Daiti, the Menachas Chinuch brings up a very important Shas topic, and that is what's called Chibas HaKodesh. Chibas HaKodesh. What does Chibas HaKodesh mean? Literally, the preciousness of the Kodesh, of the Beis HaMikdash. There are certain rule breakers that we find in Meseches Psachim, in Meseches Zvachim, where by Kodshim, by Karbanos, you're allowed to break a rule that usually you're not allowed to break. What does that mean? Something usually, let's say, wood. Let's say Lavona, frankincense. Frankincense is a spice. It's not edible. It's not edible to eat Lavona by itself. It's like, imagine just eating, I don't know, taking a spice out of your spice rack and just taking a spoon of it. It's like you'll spit it out. If you put it in a soup, it'll be great. But that itself, if you eat it, that's not roi lachila. That's not called food by itself. But all of a sudden, you come to kachim, if it becomes tummy, what the chinuch say? If you eat a kizayis of Lavona, it's an issa daraisa. What do you mean it's issa daraisa? It's not food! The Gemara says, Chibas HaKodesh, that principle, because of the preciousness of karbanos, we're allowed to break rules. Even if something doesn't have the status of a food elsewhere in halacha, it could have the status of a food, because we love kudshim so much, it could get the status of food in this halacha. Or another rule breaker, and these are the two places where it comes up in Shas. Another rule breaker, usually for something to become tamei, it has to first be hukshar l'kabel tumah. It has to become wet with one of the seven liquids. We'll learn about this mitzvah later on in a couple of weeks. One of the seven liquids learned out in, it's quoted in the Mishnah in Maseches Machshirin, Yad Shachadam. That's the abbreviation which we mentioned, Yad, Yayin, Dvash, Chalav. It has to become wet with one of the seven liquids in order for them to become Tameh. It has to be Mukshal HaKabel Tumah. By Kadshim, you don't need that. It doesn't have to be Mukshal HaKabel Tumah. Even if it never became wet, so we can still say it becomes Tameh. That's what the Minchas Chinuch here discusses in Dibur Maaseh L'Aniyas Da'iti. He says, I understand type one that I said. You love kachem so much, so even though something is not usually called food, it's called food here. But the second type of chibas kodesh, he says, that's a big chiddush. If something has to become wet before it becomes tameh in all areas of halacha, so why by a karban should you say, oh, it's as if it got wet? Why does that make sense? Just because it's more chashuv to you, it's as if it got wet? It's considered food. Fine, that makes sense. It's more chashuv to you. It's considered something that it's really usually not. But that it becomes wet? So that's why he says maybe you can make shalom between all the Rishonim. Because there is a major machlokas Rishonim whether this concept of chibas HaKodesh is the Oraisa or the Rabbanan. So he says, maybe I can understand type one, that's the Oraisa. To give it a shame ochel. But type two, he says, that one does not come to me misvara, and therefore I would assume that is a derabanan. That's a very important paragraph. When he is daiti of the Minchas Chinuch, whenever this principle of chibas hakodesh comes up, he notes those two types of chibas hakodesh, and that he thinks one should be daraisa, and one should be derabanan. Two other points, and then we're finished. Turning over the page in Os Ches. Vihine, he repeats it here. Din zed dechayv al etzim alavona afshin ochel uchiddush. The fact that if you eat etzim, if you eat a piece of wood, usually wood is not something that we eat, but if you eat a little piece of wood, it's not going to kill you. Eat a little piece of wood, right? If you eat a piece of wood, that's tameh. You're chayiv for eating kodesh wood. You're chayiv for this, even though it's not usually wood. That's the principle of chibas hakodesh. See, he wonders, and this is a classic Minchas Chinuch question. Once we say you're going to be chayiv, even if you don't eat wood, what if you eat regular food in an unusual way? Usually not chayiv for that. So you're going to be chayiv for that because the Torah says you don't have to worry about the regular rules. You can eat something that's not usually food. So what if you eat food not in the normal way? That's the last line in this paragraph in Os Ches. V'im tzorach, gam tzorach lachkar, last skinny line. Im chayiv af shelo k'derech achila, kivan sha Torah asra af she'eno maichal adam, ukai gavdin this topic of prima gadim. So he says that I have that suffix. Once you say you don't need food, so maybe you can eat something even unusually. And also in the next paragraph, usually you require a kezias. You require a shear. Maybe here, because it's a rule breaker, maybe even if you eat a chatzi shear, a half a kezias of tumah, a karban tumah, you should be chayav daraisa. Why? Because this is a rule breaker. You should apply the principle of chibas hakodesh. So he says he's mesupik about that. He's mesupik whether it would even apply if you eat something unusually, and it would even apply whether you eat pachos mikazais. But the yisod gadol that comes out of this mitzvah for us, besides the regular mitzvah, is becoming familiar with that concept of chibas hakodesh and the discussion we had of makas marjus. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll continue. I might try to do two mitzvahs tomorrow. We'll see if there's time. If not, Bez Hashem will just do the next one, but this was 145.